The U.S. is trying to break down the wall of secrecy that has long surrounded the Swiss banking industry. Today, the Justice Department filed suit against the Swiss bank UBS. The government wants the names of Americans who are using UBS accounts to evade taxes. Yesterday, the bank agreed to reveal a small number of its U.S. clients, but federal officials wanted to go a lot further. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
U.S. officials estimate that tens of thousands of Americans put their money in overseas tax shelters, and it costs the Treasury about $100 billion every year. And so yesterday's agreement between UBS and the Justice Department is being hailed as a breakthrough in the effort to catch tax cheats. Here's Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan.
If I were an American who is looking for a way to avoid doing what all the other Americans do, which is to pay their fair share, I would be mighty worried because this is a wall which is beginning to crumble.
UBS has already acknowledged that some of its bankers actively solicited wealthy Americans as clients by promising to help them evade taxes. Yesterday, the bank agreed to pay a $780 million fine. It also agreed to turn over the names of some U.S. clients who committed fraud. John Christensen of the Tax Justice Network International said that represents a significant concession by the bank.
In the case of UBS, they were involved in setting up these very elaborate structures on behalf of their clients, and the IRS has forced them to disclose information about their clients.
But it's not clear how much of a precedent the settlement really is. In the suit filed today, U.S. officials said they were seeking the names of more than 52,000 Americans who used the bank to hide assets. But Swiss officials have said that the agreement announced yesterday covers just 250 to 300 of the bank's U.S. clients. Moreover, James Nason, a spokesman for the Swiss Bankers Association, says the fact that UBS is releasing that many names isn't unusual. He says Swiss banks have in the past turned over their clients' names when they've committed fraud.
There's a lot of misunderstandings and legends about this fabled Swiss banking secrecy. It has never been 100% absolute. It's no obstacle whatsoever to a criminal investigation, and it's regularly lifted in investigations into criminal cases, and that includes cases of tax fraud.
But Nason also complained that the U.S. government put pressure on UBS to surrender the names.
There is to get this sort of information in cases of tax fraud and the like, and we're very disappointed that this process was just bulldozed into the earth.
Nason says Switzerland has an administrative process set up through which countries like the U.S. can pursue tax cheats, but Senator Levin says that process is designed to frustrate law enforcement officials from other countries. He says Switzerland will only turn over information about clients if there's proof they've done something wrong, but it's hard to find that proof if banks are allowed to keep their records secret.
American citizens are supposed to be supplying information to the IRS on their tax returns. And to put a requirement on there that the IRS will not get information unless it can prove fraud is close to useless.
But U.S. officials are hoping that yesterday's agreement represents the beginning of a change in Swiss policy and that banks like UBS are beginning to reassess their long history of protecting their clients' names. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.